Welcome to all the listeners. We are back, Saleem and I. We are back with our analysis for a hospital playlist. This is the pre-analysis before we move on to our season two. We have mostly discussed, yes, we are both very happy. Hello, Saleem.
Hi, how are you doing? I am so elated at this point of time.
I'm so jittery at the moment. I don't know what. It looks like I'm about to deliver a baby or
something. Oh my God.
Because I'm excited and scared with what to expect. There are so many theories floating around, and I can't stop myself from reading them.
Yeah, very true. And like, to be honest, this is my very first time that, you know, I've waited for a show to, you know, come with the season two. The last show I would have waited for like this would have been Sherlock, but like when I was Sherlock, it was complete. So yeah, I mean.
For me, I caught up with Sherlock when Sherlock was in its season 2, I believe. Yeah, season 2.
Okay.
Once season 2 was complete. But then you know how the Brit shows are. They are so, I don't know, they come once in a while, like in 2 years, maybe one season, that two, only 3 episodes. And then the actors became phenomenally famous. They went on to movies and all. At this point, we don't even know if we are going to get a season 5 because they are so famous.
Right.
And I'm so dejected with the entire idea that I don't even know how to feel about this. We'll get into that one day, probably. Sherlock and discussing Sherlock and all, even though it's pretty late.
Right.
But then today, let's start with hospital. There have been quite a few, shows which I have been very excited about in the past, but I don't think that I've been anticipating any show this badly on Sherlock. And mostly in all the other shows, it's the lead characters, the lead hero and the heroine are the people we are most concerned with. Here, I think we're concerned about everybody, even little. How much he has grown and all. So let's just start in the last episode.
Since the agenda for today is to discuss number one, the music, and number two, what we expect out of season two, and discuss some of the theories that are there. Starting with the theory that was very funny, and it was into the what if Uju ends up with the other twin and not Mune?
People are so crazy these days. How does it even matter? We haven't even met any of those Jang cousins. We haven't even met those Jang cousins. How does it matter if he ends up with Mone or Mane or whatever?
But that was... I laughed so hard at that.
I mean, people have got so much of time to waste because of this lockdown and all. They have got a lot of things to discuss. We can even discuss
being
love life. Yeah. But I'm at least I'm saner than discussing Uju's love. I'm more interested in discussing Uju's father's potential love.
So with that, let me ask you, what do you expect out of Iqbal and Iqbal's life? And because I'm asking you because he is your favorite character.
I'll be honest. Yes, I love Ikjun the most. But my love is for everybody. I have a very giving heart. But, no, I'm just kidding. I have a lot to expect from Ikjun because he is, as a character, he is so unpredictable. Because he actually seems very predictable. That's what actually makes him unpredictable. If you know what. You know that he'll behave in a certain way. He's happy-go-lucky. He's funny. He's goofy. He has got no sense of filter. You know, he can be obnoxious sometimes. But then you also know that he always means the best for others. And he'll go out of his way to help his friends and all. But again, he is very difficult to read. His own emotions, his own turmoils, he never shares those. If you remember, there was this episode where Yeongwon says that, I don't understand Ikjun. I don't understand him. Because he is so difficult to understand. You do not know. Whenever it comes to his own feelings, he just gets into that shell and he just refuses to share with anyone. The only person he shared a little bit of his feelings is Songwon, as we have seen when he says that, you know, sharing coffee with you and eating like this, it's one treat that I give myself.
Right.
But you don't see, you'll see him counseling Jeong-won, you'll see him counseling Seok-hyung, or even he'll go one step further and he'll talk to Gyeol or Min-ha. But you will not see him opening up to his friends. That's why is a lot like Jeong-won from
he's a mixture. Yeah, that is true. I think it's a mixture of Jeong-won and Dong-rung.
Like
the neighborhood council. And
if you think about it, they're complete different. They're complete opposites of each other. And when those complete opposites come together and you have those characteristics in a person, imagine how difficult that person can be.
Definitely, that is so, so true.
So my expectations would be a little bit of happiness in his life. Because he is such a nice person and because he cares so much for others, I would definitely want his life to be, you know, as he has always wanted it to be, maybe with Sangwa. But then I think Dilli abhi door hai. I don't think he will accept him because he did make a mistake. We don't know exactly his reasons for refusing her. We just know that he chose friendship over love. But 20 years, he did move on. It's not like he waited for Sangwa. He just moved on. He had a family. He has a broken marriage. So why didn't he come back to Sangwa? Why didn't he even try? So these 20 years, Sangwa again, obviously has been stuck in that particular mind frame. I don't know. Because she has not been able to settle down, as we can see. She has had relationships, but none of the relationships have left any impact on her, it seems like that. So we don't really know. We'll have to understand Songwa's point of view if we try to understand how Ik-jin's life is going to be. Now it is in Songwa's court. The ball is in Songwa's court. And I feel that probably she will, unfortunately, want to remain friends with him for now. Maybe they'll, explore what relationship is and how they can move forward at this point of time, maybe slowly. But for that, you know, Sangwa needs to open her heart for it, which she has, which she has closed because she wanted to be his friend. And then, I don't know, there's a complication right there. One of the complicated couples of K-drama right there. It's going to it's going to take a lot of tasks from Ik-jin's side as well as probably from Sangwa's side. I'm more interested in knowing how the friends will react. Like the friends are always, they're so clueless regarding Sangwa and Ik-jin's story. Like, kisi ko kuch pata hi nahi hai ki kuch hone wala hai ya nahi hai ya kya hai. They're always so clueless about them. Like even in, remember the karaoke scene where they went and Ik-jin started singing? Jeong-won was like, there is some problem with him. I know he is going through something. Are you going through something? Something what? He has got no clue. And we all know the king of being clueless is Dr. Kim Jin-won. He has no clue what happens around him, what happens with his friends. And he is always so empathetic about his own ideas, even though they have got nothing going on between them.
I do feel that something that would be like a very beautiful scene in the season would be that Ik-sun comes back and consoles Ik-jin. So very wanting to see Ik-sun getting more.
I really want to see because in season one, Ik-sun does say that she wants Ik-jin to settle down with Sangwa, isn't it? She says that I like her so much. I'm really upset that why Ik-jin is so stupid. Why didn't he try, date Sangwa? So she has always liked Sangwa. So I'm sure there's a reason why the director showed. I hope because he always has got his own ways and methods and reasons for showing certain scenes. So maybe I don't want to be Jung Pail Bao once again. I don't want Jung Pail to come. I don't want that to happen. It was terrifying. It was traumatic. And I got I told you, I got myself burnt because I already knew the ending. I knew what to expect, but I still fell into that rabbit hole. This time I'm not going to do that. And if they make me go through that, I'm going to write letters. I don't care. I use Google Translate, make it Korean. I don't know what, but then I'll write a letter to them. I'm going to go crazy if they do that. Well, I hope not.
Please, please have mercy on my dudu. Please have mercy on my dudu. Please.
Yeah, so that's one. What is your expectation when it comes to Biddle D? They also have a big question coming up over there. You know, one thing I read on Twitter is that somebody said that since Bidugi has broken up and Sama is going to refuse Ikjun, so Junwan and Sama will get together. I'm like, the day it happens.
Oh my god, what?
I just go crazy and I'll again throw something. This time I'll go, definitely throw something.
Oh god, no.
It's almost incestuous at this point.
Oh my god, I agree.
I'm just.
They're peak siblings over here.
There are people who, who ship Jeongwon and Sungha as well. They're known as garden flower. Or
flower garden.
Flower garden.
Flower garden. I was one of them in the starting, okay?
I was. Right at the beginning, you remember? During the first episode, I was like, "Acha, I think this guy and this girl, they might be a couple." Mm. And then I said, "Acha, did it seem like it could be Junwan because he went and confronted that jerk of a boyfriend?" But the moment Ikjun came, he just stole my heart. I'm not someone who actually changes her ships that easily. But I boarded on Ikjun's ship right the moment he came in and, you know, he started conversing with her. And I knew that they are going to be my favorite. And my belief in them strengthened in that episode when he went all the way to the hospital waiting for her to get the autopsy reports.
Right.
That is also one trope that is visited quite often. Mm. Even in Reply, they showed Jokson's mother having breast cancer, the scare of breast cancer. Mm.
That's a trope she uses, makes everybody go through cancer once.
Not only cancer, it's breast cancer. That's also the.
Yeah.
It's quite. Yep. Quite specific.
Talking about Biddle D.
Sure.
So, yeah. So this is the now you know about me that I only sail in the ship that I've already sailed. I don't want confusion and stubby in my life. So I was the one who was rooting for.
Don't you know that if you embark on a ship that has already sailed, it can also sink?
I got to know later, no? I was like, this is not a love triangle. Let me just, you know, ride that one. I did not know I was there. I was going on an adventure. And so much of an adventure. If you look at the trailers, there is no sign of fiction. And I'm like, what is happening? Even, you know, the true fans of them, they were very angry. You know, there's no fiction. But everybody said that now they're not looking for fiction. Now they're looking at the ring on his finger. Or the coriander plant that is there. Yes.
That is true. And I think that's a recurring joke. If you remember, I don't know if you have seen that the recent TMR that was shot. Did you see that? There was this the prizes that they won. Poor Junwan, they gave him a chain letter from England.
Yeah.
Even my mother felt so upset. She said, at least give him something. They all got something or the other. Poor guy, why didn't they give him just a letter? After their dad? I think that's an inner joke that is going on with that England thing.
So that makes me very anxious. I feel that it might happen that they initially, in the first few episodes, they have like a small breakup kind of thing, and then they get back. It's very similar to how it happened with Sunwoo Bora, right? Remember?
Yeah, they had a Sunwoo Bora of this season.
I think it might,
but then I still have faith in Ikjun. I believe that she'll do the right thing. Do the right thing.
Yeah,
we always say that do the right thing by the girl. I'm just saying do the right thing by the boy. So don't hurt him. Junwan is too precious and too good to be trampled over there. I would never forgive Ixon if she does that.
No, she won't do it.
I know. She won't do it. The Lee brother and sister, they are the Lee siblings. They are very astute. They are very astute. They will never do it. I have faith in them. Both brother and sister.
Right. So, you know, one thing that I have to give it to Shinli duo is to get best, like, give us female characters that we can cherish for a very long period of time. So, in the reply, 1988, we had Bora, and then we also had Dukkum, of course. She is beautiful. But then again, Bora was something very different from the usual characters that we see in the any of these movies, right? Who is political.
See,
political,
I feel like, definitely Bora is something, Bora is very unique. But then I would say Dukson is also very unique. And especially, I really, really liked her in the initial episodes, especially till episode 10, 12, 13. I really liked her character because she is, you understand her struggles, you understand what she's going through. She's not unique like Bora. She is not different like Bora. She sucks at studies. She has got her head full of cotton candies. She dreams. She can't make head or tail of what is happening around her. She's so clueless. You tend to understand her perspective as well. That her need to be accepted, her need to be loved by someone because she suffers from that second child syndrome, the middle child syndrome that is there. She tried to get it from Sunu, poor girl, got heartbroken, and then the train wreck that happened.
She is very real. That is something that is there.
But then also that one thing that that is very special about Dixon is that she, even if she is not as driven as Bora, you can see that she can go to any length to get what she wants. Remember when she wanted attention from Jungwon, what she did? She sprained her ankle even when her ankle was completely fine, just for him to hold her hand. Because she wanted that. She would even in her dreams, even when she is drowsy, she would still ask him to accompany her to the concert. You know, when there were so many instances, like waking up early in the morning just to,
you know, very persistent, that is,
because he goes to the school right early in the morning, 5 in the morning she was there at the bus stop beside him just to make sure that she's able to sit beside him and go to the school. So she is driven. She, whenever she wants something, she will go for it. The only time I did not see that driven, thing about her is when it was fake, because probably they weren't sure of the top. I don't know. It felt like she just gave up at the end. Bold with the one that was the easiest choice out of the order. Anyways, let's not go into that rabbit hole. You know me. If I start talking about replies,
okay. So now that we have discussed two, let me ask you, what do you think about your second favorite, Gom Gom?
Yes. Well, Gom Gom and Dilgi both are my second favorites. Gom Gom, again, a very complicated storyline that is going to come up with the ex-wife coming into the picture. That's where we left in the last episode. In the 12th episode, we saw that Seok Hyung received a phone call and he picked it up. That is more important, that he picked it up, and we don't know the conversation that went there. We really do not have any idea about his wife, but we know that the friends are not very happy with his choice of wife. Like, they do not really like Shin Hai, I think Shin Hai, anyways, whatever the name is.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not very happy with her. They were not happy with Ik-jun's wife either. But then this time it was more because Ik-jun was already in a very long distance relationship for over, I think, 2 years, 1.5 years. So this time it feels like it might be a little dicey because we always see Minha a complete antithesis to what Seokhyung is. She is happy, she is chirpy, but then she also has that driven quality in her that, you know, she will get what she wants and she will stand by her choices. You can see that. We saw that in episode 8 as well, when everything was going downhill for her, but she's still stuck. She's still stuck there. She still tagged along, even when things were going really difficult for her. So I think Seokhyung needs someone like that, who will stand beside him, who will be there to anchor him and, you know, still hold on. And maybe, even though there is, I think, quite a considerable age gap between them, but I would still say that she's the best thing that could ever happen in Seokhyung's life, especially with his heartbreak regarding Songhwa in his initial college days.
I think she has, like, less of an age gap as compared to the Winter Guard. Like, it's, like, 4 to 5 years with Jaekhyung. But
I think that's completely fine because in the Korean dramas we do come across, or even the Korean celebrities, they tend to date people with a lot of age gaps.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's quite normal over there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay, and they look good. They look good together. They look very
That is true.
Mm-hmm. They look nice. So that could be some challenges. I can see some challenges coming in their way. I don't know if their ship is going to sail this season or not, if we are having a third season. I don't know, but then I would really want it to sail. I have got high hopes.
True.
I have got high hopes from everybody. I don't know. I'm such an optimistic person, and then I always end up reading all those theories and it just makes my heart sad. I'm like, why are people so pessimistic? But then I realize where they come from because of the past works of this director and writer of the duo. They don't really have much trust in them. I can understand and I can see why. But let's just hope that this time they'll deliver. And they will not make people go mad with their crazy decisions.
Right.
And one thing that I would definitely want from these, from the makers of Hospital Playlist, is to do justice to all the characters, you know. At the end, it should not look like that it's a story about just one couple or two couples. No, it is a story about five friends, and each one of them should have a proper storyline, and they should be able to show each one of them. It shouldn't end like Reply did, 88 especially, where we really do not know what happened to Dongryong. They did not show us anything about Jeongwan as well. All we got to know, whether they settled down, whether they, Jeongwan basically, what he did, and you know, whether he settled down, whether he got his love or not. Nothing was explained over there. It was pretty rushed at the end. It just focused on Taken, Jokson, and that too. It's very surprising if you go back and see that they don't really mention the husband as Taken. You know, not once they actually say that he is Taken. It's like you are about to decipher that he is fake, and you'll have to roll with the idea that he is fake. Never once did they mention that he is fake. So it's a little weird. I wouldn't want that kind of an ending for the Hospital Playlist. Or even Sunwoo and Bora. I would have really loved to see Sunwoo. Not the crushing he got on the phone, but as a person right there.
True.
But then, you know, I'm over Sunwoo now. I told you. Yes, the final couple that we have here is Winter Garden, and Celine will take us through what is to be expected from Winter Gardens. As so, we did not see much in the trailer either. The trailers very surprisingly, the trailers are they're mostly dominated by Ik-sung, isn't it? Most of the trailer, they're all dominated. The only couple that is shown, literally couple-y as shown together in this, sharing the screen together, is Ik-sung. The rest of the scenes are all of friendship and, you know, the difficulties as doctors and doctor's face and all that. But the only couple that was actually shown together is Ik-sung. Hoping that they would have the maximum focus in this season. There's just one scene where they show Winter Garden sitting somewhere with their backs to the camera, if you remember. And the rest were always in action. Unfortunately, we never saw Bidulgi together. We just saw the ring, as you mentioned, the lucky ring that he wears. And even for Gum Gum, we just see them. See them working together as a team. So in professional backdrop. So we don't really see them personally in the trailer. What is going on with them? Yes. So what is your take? What are your expectations as far as Winter Garden?
So I think for me personally, it's a very difficult couple to work with. The reason being, it's not that they do not have passion or they're not. They do not suit each other. It's just that the power position, for me, the power really, really does matter for that matter. And somehow I can see that power position coming in. And it shouldn't really matter, but there might be challenges on to how. And plus, if you look at it, it's both of their forces. So, we would might, have those cute moments, but we also might have moments where they misunderstand each other.
The interesting part is that for all the other couples, there are so many challenges in their way that we are just praying that they don't get any more challenges in their path. And I actually want a little bit of challenge thrown into Winter Garden's path, because I really want to know why. What is the reason behind Hyungwon falling in love with Gyeong?
Right.
Isn't it? That was not really clearly shown. What we know from the fact is that Ik-jun told him how driven she is, how hardworking she is, and he really cares for her and he wants her to be happy with his friend. We have heard from Ik-jun. The certificate came from Ik-jun. But I really need to see the certificate coming from Hyungwon. There's a reason. I can understand the reason why Seokhyung would like someone like Minha. I can understand why Ik-jun and Songwa would like each other. I can also understand why Yunwan and Ik-sun will like each other, because obviously it's like they are complete compatible to one another. What Junwan lacks is there in Ik-sun, and what Ik-sun lacks is there in Junwan. The same thing with Songwa and Ik-jun, same thing with Seokhyung and Minha. With Winter Garden, I know it's a very unpopular opinion. People love them together. We do as well. We want them to be together and have a very happy life. But I also need to understand the point of view from Jeongwon's point of view, basically. He took a big decision. He took a big step from not being a priest to be, it's a big thing. It's a big step that he took. I think I would expect them to go a little bit more deeper into the decision, why he took that decision and what made him change his mind.
Makes sense. True.
So that is what I would want from season 2. Also, I would want Jeongwon's mother, Rosa.
Oh, yeah.
Rosa, right? Jung Rhoda, yes. And Jung Soo, I think, the director.
Mm-hmm.
I would want, they are so cute. They are so lovely to watch. Lovely to watch. They look almost like Ijin and Sawa, isn't it? When they grow up, when they grow old, they might become like that. The warring couple, they're always fighting. They're hitting each other.
But it's very fun to watch, you know. Absolutely. I think I laughed the most when they had their scenes. You know, you remember that scene when she forgets to get, she comes in a taxi, she forgets that she has a motor car, and then she breaks down, she laughs. And that scene, I was like, oh my God, this is so funny. It did not have any of the comic elements, but just seeing her laughing was exciting.
Exactly. Yeah, they're brilliant actors. So, obviously, they're really very talented. And, I hope to see more of them in this season. I just hope that they are able to. And let's move on to the music aspect. That's one of the big, like that is one of the biggest aspects of Hospital Playlist. Is why it's kind of the second half of the show's name itself, Playlist, right? In English. I think the literal translation from Korean is Wise Doctor Life.
Wise Doctor Life.
So now that doesn't have that ring which Hospital Playlist has, obviously. That's why probably
it shifted. Wise Doctor Life is an extension of the Wise Prison Life that they had. That was Prison Playbook.
Prison Playbook, right.
Yeah.
But I think it's more like, it's not, it's more, extension of Reply series rather than
True.
Maybe just the name looks like it is, but then it has got more similarities, which we have already discussed, and we can go on discussing. There are so many similarities, and each day we end up identifying some more tropes, some more common, which are commonly visited. Yes, as we were saying, so in the Netflix title is Hospital Playlist, and because music takes a big part, so how many songs are there? 12, I believe. Shall we discuss the songs?
Like, there are a lot. The 12 songs are the ones that they sing, then there are another than that are there in the background. And so the drama versions of it, and the one that they sing, those versions of it, the Nido and Parasite version, and the one that is played in the background.
So shall we introduce everybody to Mido and Palisol or Parasol, whichever way.
Yes, please.
You do the honors.
Okay, so Mido and Parasol. Mido and the Parasol. Mido and Parasol is basically the band that comprises of the five members. That is Mido, Jungho, Jungsook, and I forgot his name.
Whose name are you forgetting?
Demyeong, right. So that is Mido and Parasol, and so they started in the songs that they play now come under their name tag. First they were just playing for the, you know, in the show, and then they decided, now that we are playing this, you know, have your official band name that is there. It was in the very end episode that this came about, and I think it started when they played the song Met You by Sun.
That's an amazing song, isn't it? It has got such a catch in it, and I realized that this is also one song that was played in Reply 1988. If you remember, it's the same song. If you go back, I know I sound like a giddy fangirl, but because this song was played in my favorite episode, that is episode number 3.
Oh, yes.
And yes. She was literally waiting. Juxin was actually waiting for the boys' school bus to come so that she could manage those boys to dance for her on that the school festival, talent show or the festival that they had. Field trip. She was waiting for them. Met you by chance, and that's when she meets Sunwoo and the gang. And there's also one very cute scene where Jampal tries to hide his bottle of whiskey, I think, under her jacket. And tells her, if you touch it, you're dead. If you lose it, you're dead. If you don't turn up at the school gate, then I'll kill you. And the song kept on playing there. And you know the funny part? My mother identified the song and she said, oh, it's the same song that Ikjan sings, right? I said, correct. I couldn't understand. Imagine my mother identifying a Korean song. She doesn't understand anything about it because the song is so catchy. She said, I was like, how did you identify? She said, it's the same song that Ikjan was playing that the other day. I was like, okay, yes, that's true. I kept on wondering, where did I hear that song? And she was the one to, actually remind me that it was played in hospital playlist as well. And then she asked me, is it sung by Ikjan? I said, I don't know. I don't think so. I think there are others. They played the original soundtrack, not Ikjan's version or Jungsung's version.
I think, one of the most interesting factors about Hospital Playlist that actually prompted me to watch the show. So, I watched the show on the premiere day. Okay, I did not have any clue, okay, what is this thing? But it was there on the Netflix Wala screen and I was like, just had got off my crash landing on yoga depression and everything.
Why were you depressed? It had such a nice ending. It was the best ending.
Yeah, because I could not watch anything after it. No, because it was so cool.
I have gone through that as well. I remember you asking me to watch certain shows and which you liked, and I did not end up liking it because I was constantly comparing it with Crash Landing on You. And can you believe it? Crash Landing on You is not my favorite drama any longer.
So,
playlist is right there at the top.
So I started it, and it was very free flowing. The pacing is very nice. So, and then at the end of the episode they had this band practice, and after that they had this scene where the friends are having fun, and that is the last half of the show is what talked to me, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna continue watching it every Thursday when it comes out. And they, week after week, I was so immersed in their songs. I wanted to know what are they singing now. And their playlist, I believe, I had listened to that playlist for so long. All of the songs from the playlist were in my Spotify top 5. Like, 5 songs from the same playlist. I've listened to this so many times. I think they helped me during the lockdown as well. And I, it's been super nice sometimes. I would just, go on. And start Lonely Night or Aloha. It was really comforting to me. So on that note, I would like to ask you, what is your favorite song? And why?
There are so many. Mostly I don't understand the language. I just go by the Netflix translations, unfortunately. My favorite would be Met You by Chance. Not because it was played in reply as well. It was always like, because it's very catchy, and you can see all the characters, especially even the actors, is like right at the top of their performance because it's so difficult to play. I watched their live show, not the live, obviously the recorded one once. You told me that there was a live session, and I realized when. Jeonseok tells us that it's really, really difficult. Ikjan basically tells us it's really difficult to play, and I could understand why he was saying that it's a difficult song. So that is one. Aroha is obviously everybody's favorite, and he got the Golden Disc Award for that.
Best singer.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was amazing. I like, now I have, I'm in two minds. I do like Mido's, I Knew I Loved, but I also like Ikjun's version. Because Ikjun's version is so much, it has got so much of empathy. I don't know, there's so much of pathos in it because if you listen to the drama version, that is, it doesn't have an OST version because the OST version is Meadows, that is available, right? To get Jungsook's version, you'll have to watch Ikjun's version, basically. And you can see how the song changes. So he starts it in that karaoke bar when he is already drowsy and all. And he starts the song. That's when Yeongwon realizes that there's something going on with Ikjun because he chose that song. And then he goes on, and then slowly it takes the backstage, because then you can see him singing that song in full force in a different setup, because then the focus shifts to Bidulgi. The singer then the singer from Ikjun, it becomes Jungsook's voice, because the focus is on Bidulgi then, because you can see Ikjunwan holding the rings and you know, thinking and contemplating what to do next. And then we again, they shift back to Seokhyung's basement where they are playing the song. It actually goes in like this. It starts with Ikjun being drunk and singing that song. From there, it moves to Bidulgi's Junwan's opinion and his you know, kind of emotions related to the song. There we also see a little bit of conversation which he had with Ikjun before she was due to leave. And then from there, we come back to Seokhyung's basement where we see Ikjun singing that song with his with same mind and same voice. So it's so that's kind of the drama version. And the OST version is of Meadows, which we also see at a very important point when in episode, I think episode 12. 12 is when Meadows' version comes up, right? Or is it... Or is it 11?
The last.
11, yeah.
11 and starting 12.
So in 11, we had the Ikjun's version, and in 12, I think Songa's version, because that's when Ikjun goes to Sokcho and, you know, proposes, and then he goes away, and then he leaves Songa thinking, standing there and contemplating, thinking, whatever, and then the song is in the background. So that is also one of my favorites. And there's another one, that is Confessions Are Not Flashy.
Not flashy.
Yes. I love that song because, yes, even with the... I'll just take his screen name. So, Jeongwon's portion, the part of the second half of it. While he is playing the drums, I remember watching their live show and realizing how difficult it is to sing as well as play the drums, but he did it so wonderfully well. So yeah, I like that version as well, because there we have the two versions. You have Ikjun's version and then you have Jeongwon's version. Both of them, for Jeongwon's version as well, we when his confessions came, it wasn't that flashy true. Ikjun ka to, it looked like it was a regular conversation. The three times he confessed, all those three times, it looked very non-flashy. Without involving a ring. Without involving a ring in a restaurant. That is an achievement.
Yep. Happy.
Yes. Because rings are very expensive to be discarded like that, if you ask me. Okay. They must have a lot of money to squander. I don't. So I would definitely not want that. And thankfully, I did not bring up that ring episode. But I think the ring episode is going to come up in the second season.
Definitely. Yep. So
that is it. So what are your favorites? I told you, there are actually four favorites of mine. What are your? And then... You to me to you is not bad, but then
it doesn't come.
Yeah, but it doesn't come in the first four of my favorites.
So my favorite.
I'm so sorry. I'll go on saying.
Yeah.
Even Canon is very nice.
Canon is very beautiful, amazing. Yeah, Canon, their version of Canon. So
and
yeah.
Also the live version which they play. It's also nice, isn't it? The way they pick up the music, the start playing the instruments one after the other, It sounds very nice. I really, really wish that they would come up with another version of a live show after
this wrap up.
But then the way Jurwan always glares at Jurwan for even bringing up that topic, it scares me. It feels like he'll kill him off if he again tries to say something of that.
yeah.
But then, scared people. But then I've also heard that Jurwan is the most hardworking one over there. You know, he goes on, he goes on sending his pics with him practicing his guitar. He's the second guitar, right?
Yes. So,
what are you?
So my favorite is actually Me to You, You to Me, and that.
Choices can be sometimes, even though most
people so the reason that is there between is also because it comes from the film classic, and that has songs in, and I had seen that movie, so it instantly connected to me. And I mean, it speaks to me. It, any time I want to, I learn that song as well because I loved it so much.
Can you sing it now?
I can. Do you want to? Don't listen to it.
Yes, please. Because in any case, you sing it in Korean and I don't understand Korean, so I'll just enjoy the music. So Celine speaking Korean. Wow. It's amazing. It's literally amazing.
Aww. I was stuck. But okay.
But it's okay. You sang. That's amazing. I would. I could understand because you sing so well, and because I know the. Obviously, I don't know the lyrics. I don't understand it, but then I know the music.
You.
And I can instantly connect. So it was really, really.
Yeah, it says it. I will dedicate this to you, too, because you are the beautiful sunshine for me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So.
That's your favorite song. And what's next?
Other than that, I also like the song by Ween. It's called "With My Tears," and.
That's a sad one. I think that was in the episode where Ikjin had burnt his fingers and he wasn't playing the guitar, and we did not have Jinwan in the scene. Jinwan was attending a funeral. However, in the making, you know that Kyungho was sitting right beside. In front of them, watching them film that song. So did they ask him to leave? And he said, "No, I don't want to leave. I'll be here." It was so on his part that to stay back even when they are not required for certain scenes, they still stay back because of the kind of work they do, because of the kind of bond they have. It's really amazing.
True, very true. Yeah. So then again, of course, I love "I Knew I Love" because it's very, it is a beautiful song. You cannot deny that. So yeah, and
Which version do you like? Ikjun's version.
I like Mido's version.
Mido's version.
I like Mido's version.
Version is so, more theatrical. Mido's version is more the recorded version. Isn't it? Sounds better, but situationally it is Ikjin's song. I would say the kind of the pain that he was going through, the emotions that he was going through. I don't
True.
know. I'm just
so
torn. I just like the song. So I sometimes go back to watch Ikjun's version. Sometimes I watch Songwa's version more than I like the song too.
Yeah. So, apart from the maps that we mentioned, there's another one. I think Lonely Night is good too. And there's another song. It is by OVO, but I don't remember the name of the song. But that's also one of the... If you look at the playlist that is there, there's one song by OVO.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please, please.
Song lists. Yeah. So the first
Do you
one...
mind?
Yeah, there is one, The Wind is Blowing, which I don't remember. Me to You.
No, that
you
is by...
We have Lee Sora. I can't place that. That must have been played during one of the episodes. They weren't playing this song. At least not as a band. Me to You, You to Me, Me to Anne Palisade. Then you have Oh, What a Shiny Night. That is the drama version. Again, Mirror and Palisol. Then we have Beyond the Rainbow Forest.
That's another.
Oops, just a second. I dropped my. That's Beyond the Rainbow Forest by Park Hyo-kijin. Then we have Confession is Not Flashy. We have While Living Life, Instrumental OYO.
This one
that you were mentioning.
This one
must have been played when like while in the show, not it wasn't played by them.
No, it appears only in 12th episode, and it's like it's very beautiful. If you haven't like listened to the whole one,
it's instrumental over there. Then you have Canon, the drama version, Miro and Palisol. You have Introduced Me to a Good Person. A Good Person. That is by George. Then there is You Always by Jay Rabbit. Beyond the Rainbow Forest again. You have Park Hyo-kijin. That is instrumental. While Living Life. Which is again by Hoyo. That song version, not the instrumental version. Then you have Sorrowful Piano version 1. Then you have Aloha, which is obviously by Jungsu. So yeah, these were the songs.
Yeah.
We can all imagine, we can all expect some more shows this time, more songs this time.
Yes. So
they have worked harder, which only means that they are, that's bonus for us. They have worked harder. I'm just glad that they got singers to play the characters and people who are very, very interested in the work, kind of work they do. They're ready to improve, they're ready to practice. We see the amount of hard work, the sheer amount of hard work that they put in to make sure that it looks real. Remember, there was this recording scene, I think, where Jungsook was trying. Obviously, he's such a good singer. And then the director said, "Are you a singer in the show? You're not. So you'll have to stick by the character of Ikjun." So there can be a little bit of mistakes here and there. You're not a singer there. You're someone who has gone back to music after years. So you're a doctor first and then a singer. I always like, even when you watch them practicing, it's so therapeutic to see them.
It is.
Yeah, and you know, when you watch them, you know that you can see Jeongwon practicing with his drummer, the teacher who teaches him, or you can see Demyoung practicing with his teacher. You can see Junwan practicing with his teacher. It's only Ikjun who always seems to be very confident in what he does, and he's always alone and he's strumming his guitar. Have you noticed that? He's always because
he's
is,
yeah.
So stories, basically. Anyways, so yeah, that's it. We have, I just love the songs. I don't understand it as much as Celine does, but it's the sheer music of it just makes me want to groove, especially, especially Met You by Chance. It just makes me groove with them. Initially, when I first listened to the song, but then slowly it grew on me, and now I just cannot stop my feet from tapping.
Yes.
So there we are. We have lots and lots of expectations. We do know that we shouldn't be having them, because as much as you have expectations, you can expect them to get dashed as well. Let's just take this, for instance. Let's just, I want to ask you this question. That I read in read on Twitter that people are saying that not all of the four ships will have a happy ending. Which one do you think might not?
Don't. No, I'm not answering that.
It's scary to even think about it, isn't it? At this point, we are so involved. I'll be completely upset if any of the trajectory doesn't work out.
Yeah.
I don't even want to consider that there can be one couple who will not be a couple and will not have a happy ending. I'm all for all the challenges that might come their way, but I want them to fight it out and be together, and, you know, because the kind of environment we are in, the pandemic situation, and there is so much of depression all around with death and so much of disease, and the people are falling sick and losing their loved ones. We do need shows which are positive and not shows which will create kind of polemical audience, isn't it? We really do not need people bashing each other, calling them team this and team that, and fighting among themselves. We don't need that.
True.
I just hope we don't want ship wars to break out. Yeah. They are crazy ship wars, isn't it? And sometimes I do go back and check. There are some very crazy ship wars. We don't want that to happen. Let's just hope everything is fun and happy.
Yes.
Any more trailers that are going to come out? I don't think so.
No. That's it.
We are just going to go into the episode. So for everybody's sake, we'll be signing off now. Tune in to Hospital Playlist on Netflix at around 9 p.m. Korean time. Korean time will be around 7:30.
Is it on Netflix? So yeah.
Yeah. So 7:30 to 8. Do watch it. It's an amazing watch. And we will be back with discussing the new episodes now. And let's just hope that we'll be able to smile and laugh throughout, and not get our hearts crashed and dashed and whatnot. So we'll come back again once the episode has been aired, and we have had enough time to wrap our heads around it. We will be back with discussing the episode. Anything else you want to say, Celine?
No, I think it's that let's be happy together.
Yes, we want everybody to be happy and in love, and spread positive messages. That's what Hospital Playlist has always been. It's been a positive show. I don't want it to suddenly become something that it was not. So it has to be happy, it has to be positive, that even in current scenario, we are still able to watch it and feel happy and see that, positive things are happening around us. So on that note, Celine and I will sign off for today. Okay?
Yep.
Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Take care.
And we'll come back again this week. Okay?
Bye-bye. Yay. Bye-bye.
기억이 되고 소중했던